Advertising your business with GCN is simple, effective,
and more affordable than you might think.
Visit advertise.gcnlive.com for more info. Take your business to the next level.
Warning! The roof's on fire! You're about to experience the most high-octane, pedal-to-the-metal, controversial show of your life. Please buckle up and hold on tightly. This station is not responsible for injuries. This is Wayne Allen Root, raw and unfiltered, with America's favorite conservative rock star, direct from the entertainment capital of the world, Las Vegas. What time is it? It's time for war! Here's your host, 100% raw truth, 100% American made, the warrior, Wayne Allen Root.
All right, ladies and gentlemen, welcome, welcome, welcome to the USA Audio Network. The show is raw and unfiltered. And your host with the most taking yet another, well, not really, it doesn't take a lot of days off, but he's taking a day off, is the one and only Wayne Allen Root, which means you get yours truly, Lee LC, broadcasting live and in person from our cushy lair in the ultra-sophisticated full-power radio studios here right smack dab in the middle of Boston and New York in the Constitution State, or the Unconstitution State, as we like to call it, Connecticut. Did I say my name? Lee Elsie. You can join me here. Of course, you can go online. LeeElsie.com is my website. You can also email me, which we love, LeeElsieRadio@gmail.com. We can go back and forth all night long as I'm filling in the entire show. Yes, Wayne will be back here at the right time tomorrow night and in full dress uniform. Christopher is down there in Dallas, Texas. Without him, I'm telling you, the USA Audio Network would crumble and fall to pieces. He is the glue. The super glue that keeps it all together. And I thank him very much for doing all of that. I do have a great show in store for you. Again, we'll have a friend of mine on from Nichols College talking economics at the bottom of the hour. In the second hour, Lindell TV joins the broadcast, and I'm going to dance that 60 minutes all by myself. I can't wait. I've got a lot of things that I want to talk about during that that 1 hour. And, of course, again, the 3 hours on the USA Audio Network is always a lot of fun. So I'd like to jump right into it. I'm going to cover a couple of things that I covered on my morning show today. One of them later on, maybe one of them in the Lindell Hour, that has to do with the topic that's always taboo, and that's abortion. But we'll do that a little bit later on. I want to open up, and I want to explore the visionary ideals of our nation's founding fathers. I love talking about this stuff. I love sitting down and picking brains of people that are a lot smarter than me and trying to sort of come to a conclusion on what the founding fathers were thinking, how they were thinking, what they were talking about, what they were intending to do, and the original intent that the founding fathers had for America. The fundamental principles that underpin our system of governance, which I believe is broken. The essence of their vision can be summarized in one profound idea. Yes, this may sound cliche, but this idea, a government of the people, by the people, for the people. Do you feel like your government is of the people, by the people, and for the people? I certainly do not anymore. Our founding fathers, including Thomas Jefferson, John Adams, Benjamin Franklin, James Madison, Alexander Hamilton, were driven by a desire for liberty, justice, and what's always forgotten in that is the protection of individual rights. Without individual rights, we are lost in the wilderness. And in the Declaration of Independence, Thomas Jefferson proclaimed, "We hold these truths to be self-evident, that all men are created equal. They are endowed by their Creator with certain unalienable rights, life, liberty, and the pursuit of happiness." Do you have life, liberty, and the pursuit of happiness? Well, are you happy with two of the three? You take one of the three? You're supposed to have all three. And these words, they encapsulate the essence of their vision.
a nation where the inherent rights and freedoms of individuals are recognized and upheld by the government. The Declaration of Independence, signed in 1776, was a powerful declaration of intent. Some people think it's the greatest piece of literature ever written. A clarion call for the establishment of government that would secure the rights, our rights. Never, ever, ever before in the history of mankind, at least in recorded history, have the people grabbed the power from the government. In other words, they came up with a plan where the people held the power. Not the government ruling over the people, but the people ruling over the government. And here we are almost 250 years later, and that is gone. That is gone. We have a banana republic upside down, where the powers that be hold on to that power with both fists. Where incumbents, 95% of incumbents get reelected. You know the power that is held when 95%+ of incumbents in Washington get reelected? They can do whatever they want. Do you understand that? Whatever it is that they want, they can do it. We have fractured this very delicate system that was put together by these great men almost 250 years ago. And the vision found in the Constitution of the United States. James Madison, often hailed as the father of the Constitution, outlined the purpose of that document in Federalist Papers 51, stating, in framing a government which is to be administered by men over men, the great difficulty lies in this. You must first enable the government to control the governed, and then the next place oblige it to control itself, which it no longer does. The government does not control itself. It is out of control. And those words underline the fundamental principles that the people, through the Constitution, granted specific powers to the government to ensure the common welfare and to protect the individual rights of the citizens. It was ingenious. A system of checks and balances that aimed to prevent the government from becoming tyrannical, while still be able to fulfill its essential functions. But I would ask most Americans nowadays, do you feel like that's the case? Do you feel like the government is being governed by us? Or do you feel like it's become slightly tilted to the tyrannical side of things? The Bill of Rights, which enshrines the freedom of speech and religion and assembly and the right to bear arms, the prohibition of unreasonable searches and seizures, the right to due process of law and protection under cruel and unusual punishment. Well, that seems to be going away in the wind as well. We have clearly a government that has weaponized its judicial arm and has now targeted its political foes. And it's dangerous. Alexander Hamilton, James Madison, they provided valuable insights to the mindsets of our founding fathers. The Federalist Papers, Madison discussed the dangers of factionalism and the importance of a strong representative government to mitigate its effects. He wrote, "The influence of factious leaders may kindle a flame with their particular states. It will be unable to spread. It will be spread in general like wildfire through the other states." I threw the wildfire in there. And now you've got that. You've got factions, meaning Democrats and Republicans, choosing up sides. And now you've got this tribalism that has been birthed here in the United States of America, where America is no longer the main goal. Like, a great America is no longer the goal of our politicians. It's, let's see how much power I can, you know, seal away or tuck away or give to myself and further the agenda of my party. That is clear. If you don't see it, you're not paying attention. There are two sets of rules. There's the Republican set and the Democrat set. right now, they seemingly are winning this battle. And I'll tell you, I don't like what America will look like if they do win. And our founding fathers had profound vision for America, a vision rooted in belief that the government exists to protect the inherent rights and liberties of the people. The documents I talked about, the Declaration of Independence, the Constitution, the Bill of Rights, the Federalist Papers, they articulate a system of governance where, again, the people grant power to the government, not the other way around. Nor, even maybe worse, is that one side, one faction now has seized the power and is running rampant with it. You have to recognize the importance of a limited government. You have to recognize checks and balances, individual rights, the bedrock of the principles of the United States of America. I think it's in danger of breaking apart. I know it's the sky is falling, Chicken Little mentality. It gets everybody to turn their radios on. Man, oh my God, he's talking about the end of America as we know. No, you can make an argument, right? We are seeing the end of days, at least as we know it. We need to be the torchbearers of this legacy, which was entrusted in us, the responsibility to safeguard and preserve the principles that have defined America for over two centuries. I hate to say it this way, but get up, get off your ass and fight this fight, because you don't want to be the generation that loses freedom. All right, my name is Lee Elsie, ladies and gentlemen. Thanks for joining the program. This is the USA Audio Network. Again, Wayne will be back tomorrow night, same bat time, same bat channel. We'll take a quick break. We'll come back. Don't move. Again, it's the USA Audio Network.
This is Wayne Alaroot for Amio Life. You all know how much I value my health and how much I support hardworking, patriotic companies fighting to help Americans each and every day. One of my favorite companies is Amio Life. Amio joins me in fighting for freedom and supporting the natural health of families across America. I use their alkaline structured silver solution three times a day, natural silver mouthwash, and silver gel on my face each night, and silver lozenges all throughout my show. It's all part of my daily wellness routine. The good folks at Amio Life realize that inflation is hitting hard right now, so they're offering my listeners, get this, a special 50% discount on their entire product line. Good, clean, natural health should be available to everyone, no matter what. Visit AmioLife.com. That's AmioLife.com, and use the promo code ROOT50 to save 50%, or give them a call at 800-422-8148. Remember to say ROOT50 to receive 50% off, toll free, 800-422-8148. Hi, this is Wayne Alaroot, and I have the most exciting solution ever from SpikeWarrior.com. You know me as a man of solutions. My two number one best-selling books about boycotts and buycotts are great solutions to save America. But the question I get asked 100 times a day is, I was forced to take the COVID vaccine. Wayne, please, please, what do I do to rid my body of this dangerous poison? Now I've got the answer. Patent-pending no-covidium from SpikeWarrior.com. This is the best product I've ever seen to help rid your body of spike proteins. This patent-pending no-covidium product helps your body break down spike proteins and other toxins and remove them from your body forever, naturally. Here's a special offer for my fans only. Buy one bottle of no-covidium and get a second bottle free. Go right now to SpikeWarrior.com and use the promo code WAR. That's SpikeWarrior.com. Promo code WAR. These statements have not been evaluated by the Food Drug Administration. This product is not intended to diagnose, treat, cure, or prevent any disease. Hi, this is Wayne Alaroot for Goldgate Capital. Has anyone ever given you $15,000 in free silver? Well, then listen up. First of all, central banks, the smartest minds of the financial world, bought the most gold in history in 2022. Then in the first quarter of this year, central banks added 228 tons of gold. That's up 176% over last year and another all-time record. and China knows what's coming. They've added 144 tons of gold just since November. So what are you waiting for? Follow the smart money. Colgate Capital sells physical gold and silver delivered right to your door or inside your IRA, SEP IRA, or 401k retirement account. 100% insured. They have an A-plus rating with the Better Business Bureau. And only for my fans, if you tell them Wayne Root sent you, Colgate Capital will give you up to $15,000 in free silver for opening a qualified gold IRA account. So call Colgate today. Tell them Moore sent you. Toll-free 855-770-GOLD, 855-770-GOLD, or go to goldgatecapital.com.
Raw and unfiltered.
You've been hearing Dr. Wallach talking about 90 essential nutrients, keeping the body healthy. GCNteam.com now has Beyond Tangy Tangerine tablets, 60 plant-derived minerals, 16 vitamins, 12 amino acids, packed in a powerful tablet. But that's not it. 160,000 auric points, a knockout punch to free radicals. Call 877-878-4203 or go to GCNteam.com. That's 877-878-4203.
I had no idea it would destroy my life, but before it happened, I had a successful business in Austin, Texas. Everyone laughed at me when I shut that business down, but I could not ignore the wake-up call. I was volunteering on a project to get locally grown food into a school. That project was a complete failure, and I discovered that there were few local farmers. There's only 4 days' worth of food in the grocery stores, and everything comes 1,500 miles via a just-in-time trucking system. I lost friends and family who told me I was crazy to worry about that, but I kept at it. I'm Marjorie Wildcraft. Those of us who know what's going on in the world know you need to become self-reliant before the dollar collapses. I've created a free webinar at gcnfood.com. I can show you, like I've shown hundreds of thousands of people, how to grow lots of food, even if you have no experience, you're older, or you're out of shape. Do it now, before the stores are boarded up and food is not available at any price. Go to gcnfood.com. gcnfood.com.
A lot can happen in 6 seconds. A rodeo ride, a dramatic basketball win, and the world record holder can solve a Rubik's Cube. 6 seconds is how long it takes for an 18-wheeler traveling at a safe speed to come to a complete stop. And in those 6 seconds, that truck will travel the length of 2 football fields. So please, give them room. Never cut in front of a large truck for any reason. Our roads, our responsibility. Learn more at sharetheroadsafely.gov.
The summer wind.
Oh man, how you not love this?
Blowing in from across the sea.
Come on! I was talking to somebody about Sinatra the other day and said that he basically sung all his songs exactly like how he wanted to. Like nobody else could do it. He put the emphasis on different parts of the song, like different syllables where nobody else did it. If you listen, that was really true. So anyway, welcome back. This is the USA Audio Network. Maybe we'll just play some Sinatra, some Dean Martin for the next few minutes. There you go. Christopher down there in Texas is taking care of us here. Wayne is off tonight. He'll be back tomorrow again. You, Lindell TV, after the top of the hour. So we'll chat. I do have a guest coming up, one guest coming up after the bottom of the hour from Nichols College up here in Massachusetts. It's our go-to place as far as getting the inside skinny on a lot of stuff, but economics chair Nichols will chat a little bit about what's going on. I want to talk to him about the morality of economics when we come back after the bottom of the hour. But for now, you know, I don't watch The View unless for some reason I want to induce vomiting. And, you know, occasionally I have a purge. I want to lose a little bit of weight. I look good in Speedos. So I'll watch The View. But I did see the story. Fox has a story out. View host in disbelief that Trump's closes in on Biden in the polls. And they say, why is this happening? Well, it's happening for a number of different reasons. One is the people are looking at the current administration and the president of the United States and how foolishly inept he is. And they're saying to themselves, I don't want to do this for 4 more years. I would rather deal with whatever baggage that Trump has, whatever that ends up being, than to have to deal with Biden. Now, again, this is the latest poll that's out. I don't know what the next one will be or the one after that. I'm just going with this one. But if you want to know why
people are disgusted or people are looking at a situation where you've got somebody who is fighting the arm of this administration, is a law and the judicial, again, arm of this administration, and still a powerhouse in the polls, it's because of his opponent. People are scared to death that Joe Biden is going to be president again. They're scared to death. By the way, the Wall Street Journal also has out a new poll where they asked a bunch of folks about who they would vote for, and the Republican side in particular, after the latest round of, the first round, I guess, of the debates. And Ramaswamy went up a little bit. DeSantis actually went up a little bit, and Trump came down a little bit, but not a lot. And he still has, like, a huge lead over everybody else. So I don't know. You know, it's interesting. If you think about whether or not, like, if I was advising Trump, everybody wants Trump to debate. And if I were advising Trump, you'd have to tell him it's crazy to debate. Even if he loses a few points here and there. And this is, again, the Wall Street poll. And polls move daily, right? I mean, it depends on who you get. The sample size is only a couple thousand. And when that happens, anything could happen. You could run into, you know, 30, 40 people to sway that poll significantly who may have a bias one way or another. So it's hard to gauge the accuracy of some of these things. But, I mean, I don't know. It's interesting. I'd like to know what you guys think across the country if you want to email me. If you think Trump should debate next go around. I think the next debate is towards the end of September, right? Or I think it's the end of September or it's October. I heard it today. I had it in front of me, but I'm not sure of the exact date. But it's coming up. It'll come up again before you know it. And if I were advising him, I'm like, no. Why would you want to step on those landmines when you don't have to? They're all fighting for second place. Right, they're all fighting to be also ranked. Now, eventually, when they weed each other out and you've got two people left or three people left, if you want to entertain a debate at that point in time, well, that might be a little bit different. I mean, certainly, if it comes down to when Trump is the nominee, I mean, Trump-Biden, I mean, Biden's not going to debate anybody. He can't get out of his own way if, in fact, Biden makes it to the finish line that far. I know Wayne has said he doesn't think so. I saw a piece today in the Times that thinks Michelle Obama is a fan favorite. I've been saying Michelle Obama for 6 years, right? Ever since when Trump was president, I thought Michelle Obama, first of all, she's probably, arguably, the most popular Democrat in the country. Like it or not, that's what you got. That's what you hang your hat on. So I can see her coming out of the woodwork here at the last minute to save the Democrats from the wobbling Joe Biden. Anyway, all right, we're just kind of getting going as we... Man, you blew my eardrums out of that one. man, we'll take a break. We'll come back. Hang on. It's the USA Audio Network.
Figlia mia, cotta dure, mamma mia, se pensa tu. Si tu rulla gangare, e dove vai, e dove ne sembra usati, c'è manetene. Se ti piace i maccheroni, mi piace spaghetti.
If you're concerned about the power grid and want to generate your own supply of off-grid electricity, this will be the most important message you'll hear this year. Here's why. We now have a small number of solar generators back in stock. These emergency backup systems provide life-saving backup power when you need it most. And unlike gas generators, solar generators run quietly, emit no dangerous fumes, and produce an endless supply of free electricity from the sun. Whether it's wildfires, dangerous weather, power grid issues, or just getting off the grid, you'll never have to suffer through painful power outages again. Even better, all this week, radio listeners get over $700 in free off-the-grid bonuses, too. Go to MySolarBackup.com to learn more and check availability. That's MySolarBackup.com. Look for the free report, Crisis Cooling, how to make absolutely sure your meat, milk, and medicines stay safe and cool in any power outage. Yours free at MySolarBackup.com.
War now.
USA News Update. The White House is weighing in on reports that North Korea could soon begin providing weapons to Russia. U.S. National Security Advisor Jake Sullivan tells reporters at the White House briefing Tuesday, North Korea will pay a price if it helps Russia kill Ukrainians.
We will continue to look for opportunities to dissuade the North Koreans from taking this step, to get others to do the same, and to report to the world what we are seeing in terms of the actively advancing discussions that are taking place between these two countries.
House Republicans are issuing subpoenas for DHS Secretary Alejandro Mayorkas and others as part of investigations into Hunter Biden. House Oversight Committee Chairman James Comer subpoenaed Mayorkas along with three other DHS employees and two Secret Service staffers. Tim Berg, USA News.
What if Extendivite really works, but you find that hard to believe and you spend precious time looking for someone to say, just try it? I have my help today because of Extendivite, and if I did not take a leap of faith and try it, well, I would be on disability today. Take one bottle of Extendivite as suggested for 60 days to find out for yourself. No need to stop any other meds you may be on. You know by now that they are not working for you. Before the 60 days are up, I know that you will feel Extendivite working for you and will want to take another bottle. Life is too short. Get your Extendivite today. Extendivite is available in capsule or liquid form for just $69.95 for a 2-month supply. To get started, call 1-877-928-8822. That's 1-877-928-8822 or visit heartdrop.com.
Extend your life with Extendivite.
Get healthy, not high, with 100% pure CBD powerful natural pain relief from Veterans Vitality. GCN listeners, have you ever thought about how CBD may help you? I'm sure you have heard about the many benefits of CBD. Well, here's your opportunity to try before you buy. Created by veterans and for everyone who deserves better choices, our CBD is derived from organic hemp, grown in the USA, and third-party tested. Veterans Vitality CBD saves you as much as 25 to 50% over our competition, and a portion of all sales is contributed to veterans. Nonprofits and events. Many of our customers have experienced improved quality of life, help with anxiety, PTSD, and overall well-being. Our products do not contain THC. They are safe, non-addictive, effective, and 100% legal. GCN listeners, get your free trial bottle of premium CBD by simply paying shipping and handling at GCNFreeCBD.com. That's GCNFreeCBD.com. Again, GCNFreeCBD.com. Offered by Veterans Vitality Premium CBD.
Are you paying too much for term life insurance? There's a tremendous price war among the major term life companies. Rates have dropped dramatically in the past 2 years. For example, a man age 45 non-tobacco user, $1 million of coverage is only $75 per month, level for the next 10 years. Or a man age 50 non-tobacco user can buy $500,000 of coverage for a monthly premium of only $110, guaranteed not to change for the next 20 years. That's right, level rates for 20 years. And if you're a smoker, we have great rates for you as well. At the Term Lifeline, we specialize in policies of $500,000 and above. So if you're looking for new or replacement term life insurance, call right now for a free quote.
Rates and availability may vary by state. Sample rate quotes are based on preferred non-tobacco underwriting exam required to qualify.
800-430-1891. 800-430-1891. 800-430-1891. That's 800-430-1891.
What if people always acted the same way they do when they're driving their cars?
Good morning, Mrs. Blanchard. How may I help you?
I'd like to cash this check.
Sure.
I'll just get my pen.
Come
here.
On, lady. Get a move on.
Goodness.
Where'd you learn to bank anyway?
Ooh.
Whoa. Don't you give me that look.
It sure wouldn't be a very friendly place.
What kind of candy do you want, sweetie?
This. No, this.
Pick something already. Come on, honey. We're holding people up. How about this kind?
No.
What is the matter with you people? If you're not going to do something, I am. Get out of my way.
Every day, drivers and their families all across the country are killed on the roadways because of road rage.
Wasn't it a beautiful wedding?
Oh, yes, Mimi. Such a lovely couple.
Excuse me, is this the receiving line?
Yes, it is.
Hey, he cut in line.
I'm a friend of the bride. Do you know the
group? Now, you cut in line.
Buzz off.
Oh, yeah?
He hit that nice man.
That'll teach you to cut in line, you jerk.
Stop this senselessness of road rage. It's time we all drive with the same courtesy we extend to people in the rest of our lives. A message from the AAA Foundation for Traffic Safety.
You
can speak with a capitalist evangelist and conservative warrior now. Call 833-WAR-TALK. 833-WAR-TALK. That's 833-927-8255. Now, back to Wayne Allen Root, raw and unfiltered.
Welcome back. You're listening to the USA Audio Network, raw and unfiltered. Wayne has tonight off. He'll be back in the big chair full out tomorrow. Right here on this great network, on all the great stations across the entire country. One of my favorite guests to bring on, economics chair over at Nichols College in Massachusetts. And I want to sort of deviate from what we normally talk about with economics professionals. I want to talk about morality and the ethics of economics and capitalism. The morality of economics. Folks sometimes take the position that being wealthy or accumulating wealth somehow is immoral. Can you comment on that?
Accumulating wealth. Well, being immoral. I do a trilogy of classes around great books and great ideas. In my junior level class that I'm doing is centered around Rousseau. Here's how it's related. Jean-Jacques Rousseau, who probably was the single biggest inspiration, individual inspiration for the American Revolution. There's lots of influences on the American Revolution, but he probably had the single biggest. But nonetheless, his issue in one of his important essays is that science in wealth, which are good in and of themselves, right? He's an Enlightenment thinker. He's going to defend science. He's going to defend the idea of getting wealth. But what he warns in his discourse on the arts and the sciences is that when it gets accumulated, both truth from science and wealth from economic activity, it can be used as a weapon against those that don't have it, in favor of those that do. And so I think that we always have to be mindful of that. I would not agree that wealth in and of itself, right? This is a natural. We all want a little bit of power. We all want a little bit of honor, and we all want a little bit of wealth. So those are the politics, the sociology, and the economics that are just natural within us. But each one of those things should be kept in check somehow, because that once that wealth becomes noxious and detrimental to others, we need to push back against it. So, that just puts it in the, that's just a preface, I guess, to start a conversation with. Right. So I don't know if it answered your question, but that's how I would begin to think about that.
Is the system that we're in right now, the capitalistic system, the best that you know of for?
What I always say, look, here's what drives me nuts about economic textbooks. They present it as though there's some sort of utopian capitalistic system. If you just get the government out of the way, it would just work perfectly. That's just fundamentally wrong. On the other side of it, the Soviets had this idea that if you, just put in place, something that's aimed for the people politically, you don't need the market. That's fundamentally wrong. It doesn't work either way. You're going to need, a political system, and you've got to be very mindful with how that works and check those politicians. But you need it because I think an even bigger threat is corporations, right? Big business, which have not only political power but enormous economic power. And they use it as a weapon to make sure that keeps coming in their direction, and that becomes a problem.
But is there a way to have the positive parts of capitalism and somehow prevent the humongous corporations from gobbling up everything?
Well, my little metaphor is competition leads to a lack of competition. Sports leagues understand this very, very well. Once Yankees keep winning and winning and winning, if you don't put in special laws to make sure they don't, progressive tax. Progressive tax in baseball is you lose, you get to pick first. You win, you pick last. And they do that because it's good for competition. So So if you don't have that, then all of a sudden it becomes uncompetitive because, you know, the big market areas are going to be able to afford the biggest, best players, and they just come to dominate, and then people lose interest. So, you know, and in baseball, as you know, they have profit sharing and so on and so forth. Now, I don't know what the regulation should be. Well, you know, I have some ideas, but, you know, they would have to be different at the federal level. But, yeah, I think that we can do a much better job doing it. And then there is one area, you know, we can talk about Biden. There's a lot of things that Biden's doing that I like, and there's a lot of things that, you know, I don't. But one thing that he's doing is he's trying to rein in, you know, this is part of the so-called Bidenomics, but he's trying to rein in corporate power. And, you know, he's doing it two ways, by trying to get rid of all the junk fees that we see, like banks charge us. You know, just crazy things that we've allowed the banking system to do. You know, you miss a payment on your credit card and it goes from 0% to 25%. Okay, that's okay, except for on everything you've already bought. That's just crazy. You know, that's not even good economic principle.
Right.
Maybe a 25% on anything you buy in the future, but not on what you bought. That's a trick. And that's why they have those teaser rates to get you to sign on, because they know somebody will screw up. But they make more money from that than they do from their actual interest rate.
Sure.
The junk fees. So he hasn't been too aggressive with the junk fees, but they're addressing those junk fees. And he's also scrutinized the merger process. His team have scrutinized companies merging with a keener eye, not just a horizontal, oh, you're gobbling up your competitors, but, you know, even if you're a conglomerate, you know, should you be able to buy a company that's not within your realm for some reason, you know? So he's making a little bit more difficult along those lines. There hasn't been enough time to be able to comment on whether or not it's been successful or if it's been, you know, the government meddling where it shouldn't. We don't know yet. But at least he's thinking about that, you know. So can we get it right? I think we can. I think we can. But we've got to get much more serious about it and not do it in a haphazard way. You know, somebody tries it for 4 years and then we go exactly the opposite than, you know, the next 4 years and just bounce back and forth. You know, we have a dysfunctional system that way. You know, I think some of these things need to be, you know, it's interesting. The only developed country that has a lower unionization than us is France. And what's amazing about that is France has one of the strongest pro-worker, pro-labor countries in the world. And the reason why the unions are not very strong is it's just all built into the legal system itself. So you don't need the union. There's just laws that, you know, federal laws that protect. So, you know, I would like to see political debates go along those lines, put in some laws. And now I'm talking about corporate power and how you deal with it, and everybody knows the rules and everybody plays. Again, we go back to baseball. Tell me the rules and I'll follow.
Right.
You know? I think you need something like that. Yeah.
But if the Yankees, and if we're going to stick with baseball, but if the Yankees develop, I don't know, a new technique for hitting, and they hit more home runs than any team in history, and they win more games than anybody in history, but they've done it, they've come up with this technique, has nothing to do with anything, but they're smarter than everybody else.
Why are they
they did it within the confines of the rules, but their company was so successful, now all of a sudden you're penalizing them because they were smarter than everybody else. What's the simplest way, then, in your mind, to level that playing field so that the mom-and-pop store on the corner can compete with Amazon?
Well, look, thanks. And so these things get very complex. And, you know, we would really have to be as serious as our founding fathers to say, okay, we're really going to hash this out, you know, and then we have to experiment, right? Things are going to, we think it might work, and then it won't work. But, you know, just think, just this, in this instance, right, the Federal Reserve controls interest rates. They've been running an easy monetary policy, which just means, you know, they keep interest rates low for the past 40 years, which is fine. And it doesn't hurt poor people, right? It's nice that we can get mortgages and so on. But we need to recognize the greatest benefit goes to wealthy people. But then it's just a picture, because these high interest rates work well, relatively speaking, for wealthy people. Because, so my wife and I just signed documents, you know, we invest in houses. I just signed, it's her gig. But I'm signing papers and I stop and I pause. 7.5% interest for this loan. I'm like, that's crazy. You know, we've never had that high of interest rate. And, I said, oh, and she said, no, we just signed the damn paper. The numbers work. Well, okay, we can handle that, right? We're fine. My students buying the first home, the 7.5 would prohibit them. So now all of a sudden I have a comparative advantage. I'm not happy with my 7.5, but it works better for me. So same thing for corporations.
Hans, I got to jump in because we're running out of time. The music is playing. That's my pal Hans Despin. A little different look on the morality of economics. And as always, it's always fun to talk to academia about some of this stuff. All right, we've got to take a short break. You're listening to the USA Audio Network, raw and unfiltered.
This is Wayne Allyn Root. If you're sick and tired of supporting woke companies, I have great news for you. You don't have to anymore. You can shop where my wife Cindy and I shop at GreatPatriotStore.com. My number one best-selling Great Patriot Boycott book is filled with real American patriotic companies. My team researched thousands of companies, and one company stood out above all, GreatPatriotStore.com. This is the answer to inflation. Hundreds of household and personal products you're already buying, much higher quality, no toxic chemicals, delivered right to your door at incredible prices. GreatPatriotStore.com is run by conservatives and patriots. 20,000 American families are joining every month, and you should too. And now they've got the beef, pasture raised with no hormones, antibiotics, or mRNA ever. Exclusively available only to their members. Like Costco or Sam's Club, you need to become a member. Go to GreatPatriotStore.com, fill out the form, they'll contact you right away, and boom, you're a member. Go to GreatPatriotStore.com. That's GreatPatriotStore.com. Hi, this is Wayne Allyn Root, and I am a man of solutions. And I've got the most exciting solution ever from SpikeWarrior.com. My two number one best-selling books about boycotts and buycotts are great solutions to save America. But the question I get asked 100 times a day is, I was forced to take the COVID vaccine. What do I do to rid my body of this dangerous poison? Now I've got the answer. Patent-pending no-covidium from SpikeWarrior.com. This is the best product I've ever seen to help rid your body of spike proteins. This patent-pending no-covidium product helps your body break down spike proteins and other toxins from your cells and remove them forever, naturally. Here's a special offer for my fans only. Buy one bottle of no-covidium and get a second bottle free. Go right now to SpikeWarrior.com and use the promo code WAR. That's SpikeWarrior.com. Promo code WAR. These statements have not been evaluated by the Food Drug Administration. This product is not intended to diagnose, treat, cure, or prevent any disease. Hi, this is Wayne Allyn Root for the great Mike Lindell and MyPillow. They've sold over 70 million pillows for a reason. Now the latest version is unveiled, MyPillow 2.0, with the latest cutting-edge technology to help you sleep. The greatest pillows ever created. Now buy one, get one free, plus a 60-day guarantee. There are two places to go to receive great offers on Mike Lindell's products, MyPillow.com and MyStore.com. With promo code ROOT, you get the best prices and the biggest sales on every product in both stores. 50% off, 60% off, 66% off. Some products 80% off. But you must use the promo code ROOT, MyPillow.com and MyStore.com, where you can save up to 50% on a My Coffee subscription. Plus many other amazing products from patriotic American entrepreneurs with promo code ROOT, MyPillow.com and MyStore.com. You get the best prices and the biggest sales on every product in both stores, MyPillow.com and MyStore.com. Be sure to use promo code ROOT.
Raw and unfiltered.
Omaha.
Complement your health with hemp-derived cannabinoid oil. We've always believed that the closer to Earth, the better it is for our bodies. Our hemp-derived cannabinoid oil is phytocannabinoid-rich, full-spectrum, and organically grown. Finally, hemp made easy, clean, and effective. GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203. That's right, we cut through the red tape. It's now available at GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203.
Wellness and self-care doesn't have to be complicated. So keep it simple and take good care of yourself with Sunny Bay Heating Pads. Our heating pads soothe pains in the neck, back, and shoulders while relaxing muscles and increasing blood circulation. Sunny Bay Heating Pads have always been made in the USA and hand-filled to perfection with the highest quality materials. Sunny Bay Heating Pads are the perfect wellness gift for loved ones or yourself. See all of our high-quality products at sunny-bay.com, including heated body pads, neck pillows, heated neck and body wraps, and our stress-reducing lavender line. They're all affordable, durable, and in stock now and ready for immediate shipping direct from sunny-bay.com. Read our trusted, authentic, and real reviews at sunny-bay.com or just search for Sunny Bay Heating Pad. To your good health and wellness from Sunny Bay.
No other network provides the level of customer service we do. When it comes to radio advertising, we are your one-stop shop. And no matter how big or small your business is, we can help. Email us at advertise@gcnlive.com and an experienced advertising executive will help you take the first step towards driving more customers to your business or website. advertise@gcnlive.com. Easy, affordable, effective.
This is Wayne Allyn Root, raw and unfiltered. Wayne wants to hear from you. Call 833-WAR-TALK, 833-WAR-TALK. That's 833-927-8255. Now, more with War.
All right, welcome back. You are listening to the USA Audio Network, raw and unfiltered. My name is Lee Elsie, filling in for Wayne Allyn Root. And you can flip the switch in just a bit. I'll be joining Lindell TV right after the top of the hour. What I wanted to do in this segment is something that I did earlier this morning on my own radio broadcast here in Connecticut on my morning show. And it had a powerful impact on folks out there who are listening. You may not have heard this audio, but I'm going to share it with you. And it's not pleasant. Maybe you know this, maybe you don't, but fetal cells used to study vaccines and grow viruses are harvested from the hearts and fetuses of babies that are still alive. That's an allegation by Dr. Teresa Drescher, who is an actual molecular and cellular physiologist from Stanford University School of Medicine. And I'm going to play this audio of her and Robert Kennedy Jr. having a conversation on what I assume is his podcast.
You know, what's really alarming is the lack of outcry over human babies born alive at 5 to 6 months old so that their hearts can be attained beating. And they have to be beating to be used in the research that's being done. The heart is stopped beating. It's not useful. You cannot use it. And so these babies are delivered alive and their hearts cut out without anesthesia. I wouldn't do that to a mouse.
What do you mean? When you say 5 months old, you're talking about a fetus that is 5 months old.
Yes.
And they are live birthed?
Yes.
And they are surgically killed.
Their hearts are cut out. Or they cut through their faces to get good brain tissue.
Okay, that is horrible.
It is. And we wouldn't do that to a mouse.
So, Well, you know, I know we have deposed Stanley Plotkin, and Stanley Plotkin described described making, I think he used about 75 fetuses at some point to make the many vaccines that he was involved in. And he said that they used the entire fetus. The fetuses were aborted, and that they were cut into parts, that they used the tongues, they used the eyes, they used all the parts of the fetus. So is that true, or do they just use the heart and the brain?
Well, they use the baby, and certain scientists will purchase the heart, and another scientist would purchase the brain, and they purchase the legs or the eyes. Yeah, the body parts are sold for research. I got a catalog 20 plus years ago. I'll never forget the prices. 32-week-old baby, that's a living baby. I mean, miscarriage or early deliveries survive at 21 weeks now. I mean, so we're talking about viable babies. Yeah.
Wow. I mean, it's hard not to start talking about this. It's so morally revolting that it is difficult not to talk about the moral implications of this. But
I'm going to jump in. You get the gist of that. And I don't have any words for this. Again, I played it this morning on my morning show here in Connecticut, and that was, again, RFK. I believe it's a podcast that he has. And if any of this is even remotely true, what are we doing as a species if we are conducting these kinds of mad scientist Frankenstein experiments on unborn children? I don't have any way to know for sure whether or not this doctor is accurate or she's embellishing or any of this. But Kennedy seems like he is believing what she has to say. Again, I'm at a loss for words. I don't know how to react to this other than with extreme anger and terrible sadness. Those are my two emotions as I sit back and I listen to this doctor tell that story. I just wanted to share that audio with everyone. Maybe you didn't get a chance to hear it. Maybe it was silenced wherever you may live across this country. But I wanted to play it for you, and you can have a better idea as to whether or not this is actually happening. If it is, then we are all doomed. All right, we'll take a short break. We'll come back. My name is Lee Elsie, filling in tonight for Wayne Allen Root. Up next, we will join the forces of Lindell TV. Keep it right here. You're listening to the USA Audio Network.
Are you afraid to go to the mailbox because of letter after letter from the IRS? Are they stacking on more and more penalties and interest? By now, you know the problem won't go away on its own. Don't let the IRS chase you to your grave with penalties and interest and liens and levies. You need real help now. I'm Dan Pilla. I wrote the book on tax debt settlement, and I help thousands of people solve tax problems they thought couldn't be solved. I can help you too. Call 800-34-NO-TAX or go to my website, danpilla.com. That's danpilla.com. danpilla.com.
Silver has always been nature's very own antibiotic, and only one system allows you to generate an endless supply of natural silver solutions, SilverLungs.com. You'll find no wild claims or pseudoscience, just a lifetime of nano-sized pure silver solutions. The Silver Lungs generator allows you to make your own, so stop paying for silver solutions. The unique lung delivery system targets respiratory infections where other silver solutions simply cannot reach. See the Silver Lungs generator and lung delivery system at SilverLungs.com. That's SilverLungs.com.